All right, so in the Perek Mem Aleph, which was the longest Perek in Tanya, by the way, we learned that what's required before one does a mitzvah, before one learns Torah, is a concept of Mesiras Nefesh. That term is an ambiguous term. It leaves a lot of people confused. And why is it important? What happens in an age like today? I'm just coming back from New York City, where you have every convenience in Jewish life, and the concept of Mesiras Nefesh seems to be very distant. Then, up at the page of 116, towards the end of Mem Aleph, he mentions that that's why we say Elikai Neshama before davening, because we say that Hashem gave us Neshama, He blew it into us, and He's destined to take it from us. So, he says that since you blew it into us and you're destined to take it from us, so I'm giving it over to you right now. I'm giving it to you right now. That's Mesiras Nefesh. Okay? So, I was very curious about this whole Mesiras Nefesh bit, and I found a piece on Shavuos, which is very timely, in the Tver Shleima. The Tver Shleima was authored by the Rebbe of Radomsk, Shleima HaKoyen of Radomsk. Was the lived in the times of the Divrei Chaim, one of the classics. And we'll learn the piece together. You'll see some phenomenal explanations in Matan Torah and where Mesiras Nefesh played a major role there. So it's on the piece, La'olam Hashem, La'olam La'yashkach Pikudecha. It's one of the, remember, Kuf Yutes and Tehillim is the pasuk we have all those eight psukim consistently with the Aleph Beis. So on the Lamed, you have La'olam La'yashkach Pikudecha, forever I will not forget your mitzvahs, Ki bam chiyisani, because in them you have given me life. Says the Tver Shleim Medina, Yesh Levar, Masha Metzino, Sha'ater Nikras Teras Chaim. We find that Torah is called the Torah of Life. What's up with that? K'mavoy b'shmaneser b'vechasim shalom. We say, Ki ba'or panecha, with the radiance of your face, Kaviyocha nasat alonu, Teras Chaim, v'yavas chesed. You gave us a Torah of Life. Chaim heim l'maitzayim. Similarly, we find in Mishlei, it is life for those who find it. Dina mitzina b'gemar. Omer b'shubal nevi, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kol divash yotzem p'ya kodesh baruch hu yotzem nishmozim b'Yisrael. Every word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by Matan Torah, Kol Yisrael expired. They died. Shenemar nafshi yotza bidabre, the Pesuk in Shir Hashirim says, my soul departed when he spoke. Now, kivan shebidibarechad yotza nishmason, says the Gemara, if they died when the Hashem said, Anoichi, if that's the case, dibesheni heichi kiblo, who was around to hear the second dibur? Answers the Gemara, HaYirid HaKadosh Baruch Hu tal she'osid l'hachiz by Mesa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw at them the dew with which he was going to revive the dead. We find a similar concept in the Medrash. Sha'al Yisrael she'yaru k'vaidai v'shamu k'aylai. V'lei ha'yabam k'ayach lamit. Klal Yisrael did not she'ilu Yisrael. Klal Yisrael saw Hashem's covenant. They heard his voice. They didn't have koyach, lamed, they couldn't sustain, they couldn't endure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to them and they all expired. Same thing. But look at this version. Instead of the tal, instead of the do, here it says, the Torah itself pleaded for mercy on their behalf. Miyad chazan shmosan, Hashem immediately returned their souls. Shenema Torah Hashem tamima mishivas nafesh. The Torah returned their souls. Chayinu b'gemara, tal Torah mechayeyu. Tal of Torah gives him life. Dine, says the Tver Shleima, Iker kabbalas ha-Torah u-mitzvahs, the main arena in which one can receive, can perform Torah and mitzvahs, hu-mesiras nefesh al-kiddush Hashem. Prerequisite, foundation, is Mesiras Nefesh. Again, it requires definition. Al Kiddush Hashem, willing to go to one's death. K'ma Shadosh HaChazal B'Pasuk V'Nikdashti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael Ani Hashem Mikadishchem. Pasuk in the Torah says, I am Parshas Emor, I'm sanctified B'Teich La Yisrael, I am Hashem who hallows you, Shemitchila, Tzoch Adam V'Kabal Al V'Malach HaShemayim B'Mesiras Nefesh. Once a person accepts upon themselves the yoke of heaven with Mesiras Nefesh, Only after Mesiras Nefesh can there be Kedusha. Okay? There is no Kedusha without giving of oneself. So all of these conveniences and comforts and things that the Jewish world is working so hard on are a contrast to Kedusha. They're conflict to the acquisition of Kedusha. L'zeh says it very shlem, magnificent. U'l'zeh acha sh'anu oimrim ha-kedusha naritzcha or naritzach v'nagdishach, whichever you want to daven, nikadish ha-shimcha, whichever version. Afterwards you say, ata kodesh, right? Ata kodesh is part of the bracha of Kedusha. Only after a person was willing to be Meisa Nefesh with Atta Kaddish and going and giving his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only then can there be Das, Torah. Udvar Melim, if Warren B'Krishma says it's very Shlomo, really this is all right there in the Shema. It says in Shema, V'yahavtos Hashem Alekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. What is Chol Nafshecha, says the Gemara, the Mishnah? Chol Nafshecha means even if he takes your soul, you'll still remain loyal to him. And only afterwards does the Torah say, and then these words can be upon your heart. If there'll be Mesiras Nefesh, then the words of Torah can be engraved in the hearts of Klai Yisrael. But if there's no Mesiras Nefesh, if there's no self-sacrifice, Hadivri Torah Einam Bilvavam, Torah will not be in their hearts. Shach Mesafel the Chutz, it'll be lip service. Kemitzvos Hanashim Milumado, like habitual practice of Judaism, external practice, FFB syndrome. Cultural Judaism. Rahman al-Islam. Ulazah. For this reason, the Kabbalah Satoira, when it comes to the meaning of the Torah, Shal Yitzrichet Shiyu Devar of Chayim V'Kayamim Bohem Lo'ilam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the words of Torah needed to endure in Klal Yisrael forever. Hitztarchu Yisrael Lotzes Nishmasem Emet, required literal death. Klal Yisrael needed to expire in the experience. If Torah is going to remain the legacy of Klal Yisrael for all times, it's got to be curtains. There has to be Mesiras Nefesh. They've got to give their lives. That was their Kiddush Hashem, Shaposka Zuhamasa Mehem. There, the Zuhama, the poison of that the Nachash put into them, left them. Ubamachshava Levad Yotzen Ishmasan, with a thought of them giving themselves. Notice what he's saying here is that this was, according to what Tiferet Shlomo is saying here, is that this was a voluntary Mesiras Nefesh. It wasn't like a Kaddish Baruch Hu forced this. Kol Yisrael gave themselves over. This was an act of Klai Yisrael giving themselves over. Just like the Maltanya said over here. They gave their souls back. They said, Rebbe Shem, take it. Zekavanos HaGemara. Now we understand the Gemara. Let me just finish, because he answers a gevaldik kashas over here. Eina terim iskayemes. Chazal say, on Adam kiyomes ba'oil, Eina terim iskayemes, ele b'misha meimis atzmeyel. The Torah will only endure in a person who's willing to put himself to death for it. Now, then, and only then, was there an entire new lifespan of sitting at Moshe Rabbeinu's feet, learning Torah for the next 40 years. A new life. Shmelech was one of the early Kabbalists. Shiyadua. I have no idea what this means. Well, let's read it anyway. Shiyadua. Sheikra chiyus ha-pnimi shal ha-adam hu mitzad abba. The main chiyus, internal chiyus, life force of a person, comes from abba, shehu b'chinas chachma. Right? Chachma is abba, ima is bina. V'ema chachma tichaye abala. Sheyat Torah, that's what the pasuk refers to, that Shlomo HaMelech says, chachma gives life to its owner, meaning the human being. L'chein chacham nikri ish chai, a loshen of male. The yesh ha-teru chiyus ha-pnimis, because it is the internal life source. V'chol oich adam oisik b'teru hu chai be'etzim. As long as a person toils in teru, they are alive. Ubilti al Torah, but if a person's not connected to Torah, ain lechaim. His life is no life. Ki be'esek al Torah goyrim yisoid abba shu chai b'toch hazeir. Okay, thank you very much. So that's Kwabala language. Now.
What is Zayr?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Ole dvareinu. Based upon what we're talking about here, Zehu al yidei kiyum kavanas misiyus nefesh davka. When can Torah give life to a person? Only if it is preceded by misiyus nefesh. Immediately after we say Shema, what do we say? Udvarav Chayim v'Kayamim. If there was Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, v'ahavta b'chol nafshecha, now his words can be Chayim v'Kayamim. Now his words can endure and sustain. They can be here forever. Shem Kayamim v'Adam, v'nikva b'libah, they'll become part of the person. That they can be theirs forever. Now we understand what the Torah says. That means it's going to become yours forever. Similarly, we say b'tfilas ma'ariv every night. And I have a saying before Shema, ki heim chayenu, v'yorech yameinu, uvoim negi yom avalayla. Meaning, shibim achiyu shal adam, hu mital ha-Torah, if the person's life, if he defines life because he was revived by this tal of Torah, then, mizan nimshach li'yus negibam yom avalayla, then it could be his, day and night, it's his forever. The next paragraph is mind-boggling. Lechein Rabbi Akiva. For this reason, it says about Rabbi Kiva, "Hayeroi litin Torah al yodei." The Gemara Menachah says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that Rabbi Kiva should give the Torah. Why? Why Rabbi Kiva of all people? There were a lot of good Jews. Shekol yomav hayahilech b'mesirus nefesh, because Rabbi Kiva's whole life was a life of mesirus nefesh. K'may she'amru, he says it himself. At the end of his life, when the Romans took him out, he says, "Kol yomai hayisi mitzdar masa yava liyodeve kamena." My whole life, I waited for this day. Meaning, he lived his whole life. When will I be able to be my senefesh? Ulechein haTorah shebal peh nitan al yodeh. For this reason, Rabbi Kiva had the merit that the oral law was given through him, as the Gemara Megillah says, "Vikulu stimoi aliv de Rabbi Kiva." All stamishness go according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, that's how we normally translate Aliba de Rabbi Kiva, is according to, right? Mm-hmm. Says the Tver Shleima. Aliba. Hainu kamashi kasavti le'elvi ahavta v'ahayu advarim aleba. What did he say before? He said that when the Torah says v'ahavta, these words will be aliba v'echo, that they're going to come, they're going to be become part of you. They're going to be aliba pirish aliboi de Rabbi Kiva. Aliba means in the heart of Rabbi Kiva. Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. All of Torah is going to be Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. It's Gedol. They're all part of one. Rabbi Kiva was one shtick Torah. It all became embedded. It became Chakuk Beliba. It was Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. It was in the heart of Rabbi Kiva. So Aliba Kimayin Amizkaber. His heart was like an overflowing fountain. The Zohar writes that when we were in front of Rav Shimon, Mabuin Deliba Psichin, the springs of his heart were open. The Chol Eva, the Chol Mizgali was open, and you saw this fountain of Torah coming out of him. What is the language of Stimoi? That it means Stam Mishnah. Usually we translate a Stam Mishnah as a Mishnah that doesn't have an opinion, doesn't say the name of the author. He says, "Kamesha Nemo Basasum Chachma Tedienu." This is where he's going back to this Migdash Melech from before. There's a world called the world of Stam Chachma. As David the Melech says, "L'David Elecha Hashem Nafshi Yaseh." L'David, to you Hashem I lift my soul. D'orchecha Hashem Haydieni. Hashem, make your ways known to me. Orchei Sechel Amdeni. Your ways, your paths, teach me. She'ike Kabbalah Satoira Al Yidei Mesiyus Nefesh. If there's first nafshi elecha Hashem nafshi yaseh, that I'm willing to give my soul over to you, then a person can expect hadicheni v'lamdeni. Only then can a person expect to see anything out of Torah. No, is he answering what is wrong with today's generation? And we wonder why Torah is not doing anything for us. Because everything comes with a heksher. Whatever you want. It's ready-made. Convenient Judaism. There's no room for Mesirus Nefesh. This is the pasuk we say before Tekiyah Shofar. Also pasuk in Tehillim. Nidves pi, the nidava of my mouth. Ritzeinu Hashem, Hashem, please accept. Umishpatech alamdein, teach me your mishpatim. Nidves pi pirish hainu nidava. Somewhere else the Tver Shleim translates Nidvis P means to give back the Neshama, right? Hashem blew the Neshama into Adam through his mouth, through his nose. Nidvis P is a way the person can give it back. So now, if that's the case, if I give it back to you, then I can expect Hashem to teach me something. Nafshi b'chapi samid, hu gam ke mesiris nefesh. Similarly, the language that it says there, that my nefesh is in my kaf, in my palm, is also giving back. The result of it will be that Torah won't be forgotten. Now we can understand the Gemara. There's the Gemara there in the Beleza Demila that talks about the fact that there's certain mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael accepted with mesiris nefesh, with love, with excitement. Those mitzvahs are still done with love. Those mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were willing to go to the death for them, those mitzvahs are still done with joy. Pashut. That's what we still have. Ulizeh anu oimrim elikai neshama acher birchas hatorah. Says that, notice we're going back to what this Baltanya said about Elikai Neshama. Interestingly,
different sitter.
He had a different sitter. He said Elikai Neshama. Art Scroll actually has it this way. Yeah. Art Scroll has Elikai Neshama after Birchas HaTorah. Ulahavan Advar. What's Pshat in the order? Whatever, just bear in mind that whichever way you go here, it's the juxtaposition. It's the fact that Birchas HaTorah and Elikai Neshama are sandwiched together. That's really what you need to focus on, okay? Just to fam for our nosach. Ulam radvar. Shiesh ba'adam nefesh ruach neshama chaya chida. Right, we have five levels of soul. Vizel lefiyav edes adam. How much soul we each have within us depends on where we're at in our avayda. Some of us share the world with the cats and dogs, and we have just a nefesh. The more a person grows, the more neshama, the more levels of soul we're able to take into us. In Kabbalah Shana Raim, like we see, Shasha Adam Yashen, when a person's asleep, Hachiyah Shalehu Mitzumtzumayid, his life force is very, very small. Ukashaniyah, when he's awake, Hachiyah Shalehu Barchava, there's much more action, the person has more chiyus. Kainu Menefesh Ruach Neshama, the same is true of all them. Kimavaya Bezay Mishpatim, Zacha Yatir, the more a person cleanses themselves, the more a person is meritorious, the more he's able to absorb, the more levels of neshama. Of course. When a person learns, he says, Birchas HaTorah, as I'm masig on neshama. So when a person says Birchas HaTorah in the morning, the neshama is aroused, the neshama is awakened. Because Torah is the soul of Klal Yisrael. A person can't say Elikai Neshama Shenasatabi until he's come into touch with Torah. Because until there's Torah, what are you thanking God for? What kind of Neshama can a Jew possibly have before he says Birchas HaTorah? That's why he says you should say Elikai Neshama after Birchas HaTorah. Now whether it's immediately before, immediately after, I think is perhaps of not so much consequence. The point is that it needs to be juxtaposed. It's connected. Birchas HaTorah and Elikai Neshama are up against each other. Because
they say Morani, no?
Right. Like they're even though that's before, right. Good point. Okay. With this introduction, this is also magnificent pshat. You can say this over at your Shabbos table on Shavuos. Or your Shavuos table on Shavuos. Vazayash the Farish David Rashi. Rashi sells V'yisum in a feed in Pirish Rashi. Ma biyosan the Sinai b'tshuva. Rashi says that just like they came to Sinai b'tshuva, when they left Rafidim, they left b'tshuva. Then the parshas ha'tshuva k'siv. What does it say by tshuva? It says v'shavta ad Hashem alekecha. You will return to Hashem your God. V'shamata b'kayu, then you will hear His voice. V'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. Only place that the there uses as well. Afilam noitelas nafshecha. Right? V'chol nafshecha. We said the Mishnah says in brachas means to the up to death. Ulef soif it says k'shish ma b'kayu Hashem alekecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. Again by tshuva. It's a fascinating thing, he says. Nowhere does it say that tshuva requires mesiras nefesh. The Torah is telling us if any Jew wants to receive Torah anew, if we want to be able to hear Hashem's voice, like in Matan Torah, or any semblance of it, that a person has a right to be misspelled, to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to require Mesiras Nefesh. Look what Rashi says. What is he? Famous Rashi, right? With one person, with one heart. It doesn't mean like one person. It means like a people of Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. All of Klal Yisrael united at that moment under a banner of Echad, of going to their death. Haynu HaKrishma B'chol Levavcha. Zehapirish Rashi Ma B'yosa Ma Sinai B'tshuva. That's what Rashi is trying to draw our attention to. He's drawing our attention to the fact that there's a prerequisite to Matan Torah. That prerequisite is Mesiras Nefesh. V'zeo shenema letzeis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim haynu b'mesiras nefesh b'yem hazeh bo midbar Sinai. That was the prerequisite. And that's what we say in Agada. Behold, over the Chayav Adam Liris says, "To make you the Yotam and Mitzrayim." If we want to go to Mount Torah, the prerequisite is Yitzias Mitzrayim first. V'zeh Pirush HaPosuk Sheischalnu. Now we understand the pasuk we began with. Lo Ilam LeYashkach Pikidacha. I won't forget your mitzvahs. Ki Bam Chiyisoni, because in them is my life. Shachir Shel David HaMelech Olav HaShalom His Yotzad Is Hanshvus Hayim Mitala Torah. His Chiyus, his life force, was from that dew of Torah. If a person lives that way, they don't forget their Torah. The same can take place with any Jew who approaches Torah with Mesiras Nefesh. That's the capacity of a Jew. Amen. Maybe that's why we stay up the night before Kabbalah Satorah. To create some semblance of Mesiras Nefesh, some discomfort before we go to Matan Torah. There should be something that we're giving up. Maybe that's even why we eat milchigs and shavuos. Give up. You want to be zeich to Matan Torah. You got to give up. It's got to be something that you're willing to give up for the sake of Kabbalah Satorah. But it just gave me such a, especially coming now from New York, and just the amount of available convenience, of ease, just a thoughtlessness. I mean, somebody was telling me there that from, 36th Street to 60th Street, any grocery store you go into, nobody looks at a Heksher. Why? There's no need to. The whole musig is outside of their experience. My shopsy was, 5 years old. So we were out in the Catskills. And he went into the present Baba Varuv's house, and the Rebbetzin gave him candy, a lollipop, I don't know what it was. She sees him looking at it. She says, what are you looking for? He says, I don't see the Heksher. She was blown away. She said she's given the, you know, to hundreds of kids, all kinds of things. Nobody's ever looked for Heksher. Comes one kid from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, he, you know, the mindset of thinking about it. All right, so next week is Shavuos. We're probably not going to meet. But then afterwards, I wanted to do, I found a piece on this aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu of... That he's in everybody. It's a magnificent piece of different time. So we'll do that with Hashem on our next meeting.